Zondervan presents Life of Jesus, Who He Is and Why He Matters by John Dixon. Read by Simon Vance. For Mark Calder, with thanks for years of friendship and collaboration in the great task. The Way We Believe, or What I Learnt from Aristotle. 300 years before Christ, the Greek philosopher Aristotle made an observation about you and me that I think has stood the test of time. In his book, On Rhetoric, he laid out a theory about how people form their beliefs, that is, how they come to be persuaded by political, religious, ethical, and cultural argument. His work, incidentally, was literally the textbook on persuasion for the next 2,000 years, right up until the 18th century. Long before our post-modern love of deconstructing viewpoints and seeing through media spin, readers of Aristotle delighted in learning from one of history's greatest minds about why some messages seem compelling to us and others do not. Aristotle said that people form their beliefs on the basis of a combination of three factors, what he called logos, pathos, and ethos. Logos is the intellectual dimension, the part in us, or in the argument we are listening to, that corresponds to logic and common sense. As rational beings, we like to know that our beliefs are generally factual, reasonable, and grounded in something other than wishful thinking. I'm sure most of us would agree so far with the great Athenian philosopher. But it is a foolish person, Aristotle argued, who thinks we form our beliefs only on the basis of intellect. In addition to logos, there is pathos, the personal or emotional dimension of belief that is just as real as the rational part. An argument with pathos is one with a beauty and poignance.